Pakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Magandang umaga mga kababayan! Welcome sa SBS Filipino kung saan magkakaroon tayo ng kwentuhan at talakayan kasama ang mga kababayan natin para talakayin ang kanilang buhay dito sa Australia. Ako po si Edinal Magtibay at ngayong umaga makakasama natin ang isang singer, aktor sa teatro at may mahigit 20 taon na nagpe-perform dito sa Australia para sa ating mga Pilipino at syempre para sa lahat ng mga may pagmamahal sa arts at saka sa performance. Walang iba kundi si Marcos Rivera. Magandang araw, Marcos.
Magandang umaga po. Magandang araw, Edinal. Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat.
Kumusta? Kumusta ka, Marcos?
I'm good. I'm excited. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for the invitation to share this wonderful project that is coming up.
Pero sa mga kababayan natin nanonood at nakikinig, si Marcos po ay magiging bahagi bilang isang pangunahing karakter sa isang dula na ginawa rin, binuo ng mga kapwa nating Filipino, mga Filipino-Australians na naririto. At ibabahagi sa atin ni Marcos ang kwento at ang buhay niya rin sa loob at labas ng entablado. Pero eto, Marcos, ikaw ay gaganap bilang si Ernie dito sa natagori ang Queensland Premier's Drama Award 2025 na Malacanang Made Us.
Yes, Malacanang Made Us. I am playing the role of Ernie and it's about the story of two brothers who actually stormed the Malacanang Palace during the revolution in 1986. And it looks at how that event changes their lives and what they, you know, kung anong ginawa nila, you know, into the future in their lives.
Mm-hmm. And 1986, ilang taon ka no mga taon na ito? At nasa Pilipinas ka ba yung mga panahon na yun?
1986, I think nasa grade school pa ako noon. I think I was 11 or 12. Mm-hmm. Back in 1986. So when this happened, the Philippine Revolution happened in 1986. For a young person, a 10-year-old, ang natatandaan ko was all excitement. I saw the rallies at television. I heard mom and dad talk about it, and also my auntie talking about the revolution as well. Lahat ng kapitbahay namin, yun ang pinag-uusapan. Mm-hmm. Dahil it was such a momentous event in Philippine history.
Wow. And ako, hindi ako bahagi ng, hindi ko na-experience, hindi ako naging parte nung mga panahon na yon. Pero hanggang ngayon, habang naririnig ko yung mga kwento at nakikita natin yung iba sa mga isinasalaysay, yung mga historical facts, ay nararamdaman pa rin natin yung mga naging epekto nung revolution na yon at yung mga nagdaang taon. Pero with your role bilang si Ernie, paano mo pinaghandaan yung karakter na to?
Oh my goodness, it's a difficult one because it is based on various information from photographs, from snippets, and I think ang inspiration ni Jordi for this play Malacanang Made Us was the photo of these poor kids storming the palace at umupo sila dun sa upuan. Mm-hmm. Inside the palace, it was fitted, you know, it was gold, gilded with gold. It was talagang super extravagant yung setting niya. So you can see these kids, ang dudungis sila dahil, you know, two days of revolution, in this very opulent setting. Talagang ang contrast was very striking. So for me, it was a personal one. As I said na, I was a young kid when this happened, and a lot of the stories I heard was through my parents and also our elders in the Filipino-Australian community. Mm-hmm. As well. They talk about it. Talaga, one of them wrote a book about the, you know, the conditions during martial law, during the Marcos's rule and all that. But I remember as a kid, kasi one of my aunties, she's a missionary sa Pilipinas. Yeah. And she's also an English teacher. So she would travel around communities, sa Sagada, up north, down south. Mm-hmm. She had a letter printed out for Fidel Ramos, Okay. Yung nag-ano, yung...
former president, yung, yes.
Yes, the former president. But at the time, he was the... He was the head of the military.
Mm, yes, during those times.
So, she wrote this very heartfelt letter. Pinost niya sa ano sa windscreen ng ano niya, sa wind, yeah, sa window ng kanyang kotse. So every day, dinadala niya ako nani. We would drive around Camp Krame. Post just so people could read that letter. She would park it there. We would go for a walk, and she would move it. And people, you know, people would see this letter.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, ang nilalaman ng letter na yun na I congratulate you for your bravery and all that sort of stuff. I salute you. Talagang you know the unity of people during that time was a momentous Mm-mm. event. It was so good to see a lot of the Filipinos come together.
Yes. And I can only imagine ano kung ano yung lengths na ginagawa na kayang gawin ng mga kababayan natin noon para ma-express yung kanilang mga sarili. And to give a little bit of a background, ito ay isinulat ni Jordan Shay, isang Filipino-Australian author, director,
yes,
at award-winning din sa kanyang mga iba pang mga dula. At ngayon ito naman ay directed by Kenneth
Moraleda. Yes.
Moraleda.
They've been collaborating together for many years now, and they also founded the Filipino Theater Company, mm-hmm. the Filipino Australian Theater Company, Cuento, at ang debut piece nila was Ate Lovia.
Oh, yes.
Which was another Filipino story.
Beautiful. And you Filipino story. Then.
And I was part of that project as well. And I got nominated for Sydney Theatre Awards for that one. Thank you, Jordy. And Kenneth. So beautiful, you know, beautiful people to work with. It's ang na-attract ako sa proyektong to was because Jordy and Kenneth apart from Jordy writing this script, this is a beautiful script. It's epic. It's intimate. It's political. It's personal. And then working with Kenneth Moraleda as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a generous director. Na he makes everyone feel safe in the rehearsal room. And I think it's very important to you know to tell a story like this with so much gravitas.
Mm-hmm.
Dahil it's
yes.
Oh, may bigat siya. It's based not just on the two stories, but we can see a lot of our members of the community, in the Filipino community. You know, going through the same story as well.
Mm-hmm. And sa naalala ko, sa naging panayam or interview ng isa naming kasama na si Maridel Martinez,
mm-hmm.
Two years ago kay Jordan Shay, nung ibinahagi niya yung kwento sa likod ng Malacanang Montgomery. Sinasabi niya dito na yung kwento ay hindi naman binuo para magkomentaryo sa mga politiko, kundi para ipakita kung paano nag-engage ang mga mamamayan, ang mga mm-hmm. Pilipino, para ilabas yung kanilang boses at para maipakita yung pagkakaisa pagdating sa mga movements, sa mga ganito, mm-hmm. sa revolusyon. And now na nag-iba na yung panahon, dumating na yung teknolohiya,
mm-hmm.
Pinapakita rin dito, nagre-reflect din dito kung anong ginagawa ng mga tao sa boses nila. And what's your take on this?
It's amazing kasi back in the day, walang ano, di ba? Walang social media, walang Facebook, walang Instagram and all that sort of stuff. So everything was word of mouth. Everything was through television, through radio. This day, immediate ang ating communication,
mm-hmm.
Because of the advent of social media. I think it is much more effective to say anything, online because. But then again, there is a danger of having so many voices that it becomes just noise after a while. And the beauty of what it was like, and looking at this story, it's about it's basically a human story,
mm-hmm.
and we see, as I said, we see a lot of every Filipinos in this story,
yes.
and how a moment like that affects them. and what they would bring from that experience, so they can move on into the future. Mm-hmm. And in our case, we migrated to Australia. There are a lot of stories like that, and I think it's a universal thing. But when it comes to activism, my mm-hmm. God, the thing that's happening in the Philippines right now, I think I am so up to date with everything yes. happening sa Senate because of
the flood control projects, corruption, and everything. Right?
I feel like we've come full circle, mm-hmm. and here we are again, back in this situation where everyone is kind of disenfranchised and everyone's kind of nalulunod sa utang at nalulunod mm-hmm. literally sa baha.
Yes.
Uh-oh. It's quite sad, yes.
Right. And do you think sa mga ganitong panahon, mas napupukaw or nagigising yung pagkamamamayan natin?
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
I think people are brave, and they're a lot more mas brave sila ngayon dahil they can say what they think about a topic without the danger that we had back in 1986. Kasi pag nakibaka ka back in the day, you had to be there.
Mm-mm.
You had to be seen, you had to be heard, you had to feel the dynamic of the group. Dito parang ngayon everything is online, that you can be an activist from the comfort of your home.
Yes.
So I think people are a lot more vocal, which is mm-hmm. which is fantastic. But then again, that comes with responsibility dahil pagdating sa social media, there are still protocols and guidelines that we need to follow, because at the end of the day, we're all human. We're still, it's just a different medium of connection with everyone. So I think we still need to be respectful. We still need to be be fair when it comes to joining a conversation.
And that's right. At dito nga, binabahagi natin lagi yung accountability, yung responsibility,
yes.
na hindi lang basta keyboard warriors, hindi
exactly.
ba? Yung tinatawag na nagtatago tayo sa likod ng mga computer, ng mga keyboards natin, ng mga telepono natin pag nag-i-express tayo. So, kailangan nandun pa rin lagi yung katotohanan
exactly,
sa likod
yes.
ng mga binabahagi natin, impormasyon or yung mga saloobin natin. And with balik tayo sa character mo na si Ernie, ano bang mga natutunan mo mula sa kanya?
Ernie is someone who had to grow up very quickly. Kasi nung nangyari nung he was actually around my age. He was 16.
Mm-hmm.
I was 11 at the time. Without giving away the without giving
yes.
away the, because I want you guys to see it. But it's about Ernie confronting his past.
Yeah.
And also a lot of this confrontation that he is doing, because this is set in 2022
mm-hmm.
when Bongbong Marcos was proclaimed president.
Yes.
Bongbong Marcos is the junior. And it is basically confronting what happened back in 1986. And it's literally peeling back the layers. And in peeling back the layers, you see more trauma, more more things to deal with, and more things, more issues to asikasuhin na kailang asikasuhin. So, as I said, it is a human story.
Yeah.
It is about a family unit who had to deal their past, and find ways to kind of forge forward with their future.
Right.
So I hope you guys can see it. It's from the 18th of October to November 2. Before I forget.
Yes, at saan?
At QTC, at QTC in Brisbane.
Okay, yeah.
Queensland Theatre Company in Brisbane.
With you naman personally, kanina nabanggit ko, more than 20 years ka na sa industriyang ito.
Parang, I feel like an absolute veteran.
Yes, sa loob ng mahigit dalawang dekada. Pero balikan lang natin, saan ba nagsimula yung spark o yung pagmamahal mo sa entablado?
Oh my goodness, the spark, I think, when I was in grade 2 ata or grade 3, I think grade 2, I was in elementary school and my mom was one of the teachers dun sa elementary school na yon. And I was playing Malakas in the Malakas and Maganda. Play. But I was so shy when I was a kid. Remember those karton? We used the karton to actually
kawayan.
Wrap. Oo, para sa kawayan.
Uh-oh.
Kasi the story of Malakas and Maganda were the first male and female. Parang si Adam and Eve.
Mm, galing, yung bumukas yung...
Bumukas yung kawayan. Uh-oh. Galing sila sa kawayan. So yeah. Instead of being created, they parang umusbong sila sa kawayan.
Yes.
So one of the moments or one of the scenes in the play was for me to actually come out of that kawayan. So what I had to do was tear the karton from the top to the bottom and then reveal myself.
Mm-mm.
But I saw this sea of faces in front of me when I did that. I was so embarrassed that I froze. Ang immediate response ko was to hide behind Maganda.
Natakot ka dun sa crowd.
Natakot ako sa crowd. But I think it left an impression on me.
Mm.
Because straight after that, I think I joined the Rondalia group.
Wow.
In that school. And I did that for months. I wasn't very good. My sister was doing it as well, and she mm-hmm. was much better than me.
Wow. At ngayon, ang dami ng stage na napuntahan, natungtungan ng isang Marcos Rivera, hindi lamang sa teatro, kundi sa pag-awit.
Sa pag-awit, yes.
Mm-mm.
Yes. And I think my professional debut here in Australia was back in 2002 with the opera company up in Brisbane.
Yes.
I feel like every 10 years, bumabalik ako sa Brisbane. Kasi ang debut ko, 2002, and then I had to be back in 2009 for mm-hmm. the tour of Miss Saigon.
Yes.
And then after that, it was another 10 years I was doing The King and I. And then this. Brisbane has a special place in my heart.
Talagang hinahata ka.
That's where I started.
Right. So, and ngayon nga, aabangan ulit ng mga nasa Queensland ang boses mo at ang pagtatanghal mo sa kanila. And,
pero hindi po ako kakanta doon. It's a play.
Yes.
with no singing. But,
so, yes. Talagang yung acting skills mo naman ang ma-highlight this time dito sa play na ito. Para sa mga kababayan natin, ano ba yung gusto mong maiwan? Ano ba ang gusto mong tumatak sa kanila pag pinanood nila tong Malacanang Made Us?
I hope that they can see themselves represented. I think to do this play at Queensland Theatre Company, one of the mainstream theatre companies here in Australia, I think it's a privilege. The artistic excellence in that place is just extraordinary. The same with STC and MTC. Mm-hmm. And to do this Filipino story is a special moment.
Mm-hmm.
This conversation has been happening for many years. Although we've had significant changes, it was a slow one. But it's great to see that we're being represented on stage. And I hope for the Filipinos who would see it, you can see yourself on stage and you can see your stories unfold before you on stage. And a lot of the themes that are covered in that play is universal.
Yeah.
That, for the non-Filipinos, I hope that they can build empathy towards the migrant story. And I commend, you know, Queensland Theatre Company for doing a world premiere of this play. Not only is it special, but it's a contribution towards the multicultural voice in the creative tapestry of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very important.
Wow, such a meaningful message para sa mga kababayan natin. Maraming salamat, Marcos.
Thank you.
Sa oras mo ngayon.
Maraming salamat po sa inyong lahat at maraming salamat, Edine.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.